right now.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Tom Murphy sitting over there in master control, pushing all the buttons, sliding all the slides, trying to make me sound like I know what I'm talking about. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Another edition. I get this all stored up energy because I'm doing this weekday show now. Monday through Friday from 5 to 6, we're doing The Last Word.
Yes.
So Monday and Friday, I got, beginning this week, it was Monday, Thursday, and Friday, we got The Last Word in Politics.
Right.
Now it's Monday and Friday, and we're going to have these boutique shows in between, Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Who's on Thursday?
A new finance show.
Oh,
so that's going to be hitting the bricks. This particular Thursday is their first time on air, so I get all this pent-up anger. Because I have to be the kinder,
you do
gentler.
Have to be a whole nother person
exactly.
That you're not actually.
I have to sit here and pretend to be Melissa Ross and say, good evening and welcome to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan, the insurance man. Welcome to the studio, Dan. And then he goes and does his thing. And it's a great show. I've learned a lot.
No, it's a great show.
It's a great show. I love it to death. But
are the others, but
exactly.
You're so nice. I'm like, who is that on the air? It's not Bill. Is he like on drugs or something?
Okay. So let me explain to the listeners who've been with me for many, many, many years. The voice you're hearing is not Carol.
It's not.
The voice you're hearing is not Chris.
Nope.
The voice you're hearing is not Holly.
No.
Yep. Or Joni.
No. Boy, you have a lot of women in your life.
They're women that have rolled in and out through the door as co-host in the hot seat.
Yep.
Carol having lasted the longest, Holly the second longest. Both have a following. Carol has Pastor Troy that there's some kind of pent up, I believe, something going on there. I've never heard a woman yell so much at a man of the cloth before.
What do you mean she yelled at him?
Oh yeah, it's great. It's a best of show by all means. We have to go back in time and find Carol's conversation on the phone. Yeah, it's when we were in the old building. Oh, it was wonderful. It was absolutely. I just sat back and watched. I kept my mouth shut for 15 or 20 minutes while the two of them just went at each other. It was talk radio gold.
The most interesting thing about that comment, you kept your mouth shut for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I did. I'm hoping that you can probably
really?
Do the same tonight.
I don't think that's possible.
So anyway, the voice you hear is my really, really good dear friend, half of a fantastic real estate radio team that you hear each and every Saturday morning, Real Estate Radio, with Howard and Angela. Properly scripted, of course, Real Estate Radio with Howard and Angela.
Oh my God, you could have had Howard here if you wanted him, Bill. You just should have asked.
Two of my, you and I go neck and neck.
You sound like you're a bigger fan of his than mine.
I'm a bigger fan of both of you. You guys are absolutely considered really dear friends. You have about what, 5 months head start on me?
Yeah, I think so. We came out January 12th, 2011.
Yeah,
no, 2012.
Yeah, you're already into your eighth year.
We've started our eighth year. Yeah, every Saturday. That's a lot of Saturdays.
On June 7th, I start my eighth year.
Cool.
Can you believe that of the three of us, none of us had lives on Saturdays? We just decided we're just going to come in and do a radio show for 7 years. I haven't had a Saturday night. I think in now coming up on starting the eighth year. So when I finish the seventh year, that'll be roughly 350 shows.
Right.
I've probably missed maybe a half a dozen.
Yeah. Oh, you missed more than us.
Yeah, really?
We've only missed three shows live in 8 years.
Wow. Now, as
it's pretty impressive, actually, if you think about the dedication and commitment that is.
As a couple. Because I've caught you a few times slacking off on your own.
Oh, you mean when I had a cold and I couldn't talk?
Doesn't
that
matter.
Sort of thing? Nobody wants to hear that, Bill. Remember, I did that on your show last week or two weeks ago.
So the lovely Angela Walker joining me in the studio. Let's get to our guest because he only has an hour with us. Bill Bishop, candidate for city council, joining us tonight. And you're no stranger to city council. You're no stranger to this audio booth. Absolutely no stranger to my neighborhood or my friends list. What's going to be different about this campaign as opposed to the last time?
Well, the mechanics of it. First of all, thanks for having me, Bill. It is always a blast. I got to tell you, folks in Radio Land, stay tuned to this whole entire show. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be great. It's going to be one of those best of at some point. I can just tell.
Yes. I envision 911 being called before the end of the evening. But
from the mechanics of a campaign of running a district council race, it's not rocket science. There's certain things you have to do. You got to meet people. You got to walk neighborhoods. You got to get signs out. You got to do mailers. You got to do all of that stuff to talk to people. It's a boots on the ground, talk to people campaign kind of a thing. That's how you do it. And so that's what we did before. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're doing this time.
Now, you have name recognition from previous city council runs.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. And and your opponent is the incumbent, but really doesn't have the same level of name recognition that you do. I don't see her doing much in the public eye to get earned media credit. So my thoughts are, obviously, you know how many votes you got the last time you ran.
Mm-hmm.
Do you anticipate that you'll get about the same number this time or maybe slightly more because it's a mayor's race contended also?
Well, I expect that this race, there will be more people voting. The percentage will be higher this time. Because of the contentious nature of the mayor's race, that's going to just generate more people to go to the polls. So the total will be bigger than it was in my other council races. Probably as much as 10% more.
Okay.
Total voting.
Now, you and I've had this discussion on air many times, and we talk about the mudslinging and the opposition research. And in the previous campaigns and in the entire time I've known you, you sling when you've been slung at, but for the most part, you go into a race talking about what you plan on doing and what you're going to do. And I can say that with a clear conscience because we're friends off the air.
Right.
So what is different about this race? Are you going to do it the same way? Or are you going to feel obligation to kind of say, hey, my opponent didn't do something or, you know?
No, I don't. Think I'm not going to run my race any differently than I did. I mean, people are going to make their own opinions. Again, I'm not going to come out of the box and go negative. I don't believe in that. I mean, I've always said this, people that throw mud in a campaign are small-minded people that really have nothing to say. If you want to win a race, you got to tell people what you're going to do and get them excited about it.
I like that.
You know, when you start, when all you do is trash the other person, that's good for about 5 seconds, but then, okay, well, what are you going to do? If you can't answer that question, why should somebody vote for you?
What do you see, and this is your opinion, my opinion, what do you see is different about, I know you don't want to talk about someone else's campaign, but the mayor's race is really nasty this time around.
Oh, it's as nasty as I've ever seen it.
Me too. So what's different about it this time? Why? Is it because both leading candidates have an equal opportunity to win? Or do you believe that there's an equal opportunity to win?
There's an equal opportunity to win from the standpoint of passion, I think. But it's a question of resources. Okay. Let's face it. It costs money to run a campaign.
Do you think that actually the more money you throw at something, it gives you a better chance of winning? Really?
If everybody's on par, yes.
Wow. See, and I look at a few ads, and I really think about the candidate, and then after that, I make my decision, and I'm done with it. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at a few ads, and I do some background research, and then I'm done. I don't sit here and look at the latest new commercial coming out or the latest new mailer. I threw 4 mailers away today.
Just most people don't look at that stuff. It's like advertising. If Coca-Cola didn't advertise,
people would drink Coke.
Well, they would, but it would be a declining number.
Yeah.
Because people will forget about it.
This is I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll be right back.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. Attention, all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. Bill Bishop joining me in the house. Angela Walker, co-hosting the hot seat tonight. And believe me, the 6 to 7 is Bill Bishop. The 7 to 8 is Don Redman. And the 8 to 9, it's all on, folks. It's Angela and me. Conservative, liberal, male versus female.
Why do you keep pretending to be a liberal when I'm on?
Because it's my show. I can do that.
You know I'm not a liberal.
Host prerogative. Yes.
I am not a liberal.
Well, you keep thinking that. Keep that energy up.
Might, oh, I've got it. I'm going to take
you might have
you
a chance
down.
In the 8 o'clock hour tonight.
Did you see I brought a Starbucks?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to drink some of that, too.
Bill.
Oh, this is going to be a wild show at 8 o'clock.
Oh, it is. This is one of those ones you want to tape part of. Bill, back to your race. It's a little bit less than a month to go.
That's right.
Most of the candidates that I've talked to will be happy when it's over. Some of the candidates, I believe in my heart that the mayor's race is going to go to a runoff. I just think that there's going to be enough votes taken to keep that 50% plus one, regardless of what UNF says.
Mm-hmm.
The nature and the makeup of the city council going forward, we've talked about this for over a year, has been, by and large, a Build-A-Bear city council. Put forth by the promotion of the current administration. Mm-hmm. Do you fall into that category of Build-A-Bear?
No.
Okay. So he's probably not going to come out and endorse you for city council.
Like no, I don't expect him to really do anything in my race.
Okay. The the aspect of the Build-A-Bear City Council is to be a little more malleable with some of the stuff that's coming down the road. Many of the things that we've seen that have kind of been shoved down the throats of the taxpayers, like the Hart Bridge ramps. What are your feelings about taking those ramps down just to improve, as Councilman John Crescentman, he says, the saleability of that particular piece of property? Shouldn't we have a buyer for it before we worry about improving the saleability?
Well, we have a buyer for it. There's no question about that. But I don't think we ought to be tearing down perfectly good infrastructure. I have come full circle on that Hart Bridge thing. At one point, I thought, well, yeah, why not? It's in the way. It obstructs views and all that sort of thing. But I was educated by someone who, my wife, who is sometimes a lot more smarter than I am.
I like your wife.
Yeah, I do too.
I wish we could have had your wife in here instead of Angela.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
But that structure has value. What does it do a lot in Florida? It's sunny. It's hot. If you want people to be outside, it's a perfectly good shade structure. There's a lot of valuable shade under that thing.
A lot of art shows underneath.
There's a lot of stuff that could be done under there.
Imagine a mile-long Riverside Arts Market type of venue.
Yeah, exactly. Just because everybody else, quote-unquote, tears these things down, use a little imagination and incorporate it. It's the same thing with the Skyway. JTA has finally come around to realize we can use that structure. We're not going to stick everything on the ground. It's perfectly good. Why not use it? The same thing with the Hart Bridge Expressway.
Are they going to use the structure and keep the trams running, or are they going to shut the trams down?
Well, I think that's still up in the air, but the last thing I heard is they want to pull the existing trains off and restructure it to put their automated vehicle things on it that they're playing around with.
Hmm. Okay.
Driverless vehicles, yeah.
So when we think about the Hart Bridge, obviously got a good answer there. Now we move on to the next. I mean, we're demolishing things downtown left and right. The old city hall, yep. The courthouse, we're now apparently that huge parking area that's been there for decades. Well, since I was a kid.
Right.
All that reclaimed land that's underneath the old courthouse parking lot, we're going to let the river take that back. And then they're going to use that area as a green space also. We're growing green spaces all up and down the river. Is that just a temporary placeholder until someone decides to come along and buy that venue also?
I think that's the plan at the moment. The thing I'm afraid of is we tear everything down, but we have no plan of what to do next. And there really is no downtown riverfront master plan.
Right.
It doesn't exist. And we need one from CSX, or, yeah, that's the last thing on the line over there, from CSX all the way to Met Park. That whole riverfront should have a master plan, but we don't have one, and there's no indication that there will be one.
And there never really has been entire time. And my thoughts on the landing, I'm happy that Tony is finally getting some retribution for the fact that for the last decade plus he's been lied to about getting a parking garage. I think he deserves that $15 million in that buyout more than anybody else that's ever been paid off by the city. But the idea of spending another $1.8 million to tear that structure down and plant grass, to me, just seems stupid. Spend $1.8 million and revitalize it and keep it around and make it something different. Take out the food courts and stuff of that nature. Put in a couple of really good restaurants with some nice balcony seating and let people have a good meal, not chicken wings and burgers, but a good meal, and have a balcony that they can sit out there and watch the boats pass by.
The landing is not irreparably broken. There's plenty of ways to open that structure up. It had two fatal flaws from the beginning. Number one, its design. It was designed to work when people are there, but it had no real way to get people to it.
Right.
And so open it up. Open it up on Laura Street, right down the center. Just cut a hole in it and expose it all to the people that are walking around. The other thing is that, you know, that parking garage thing you're talking about goes all the way back to 1987 when the thing started. There was a promise of building that. It never happened. So that goes back way long time ago.
There was someone that I was speaking to, and you're an architect by nature, mm-hmm. by education. There was someone I was speaking to recently who is also an architect, and indicated that they were involved with the project where Three Forks is, and some of the it's right over off of Touchton.
Yeah,
Tapestry Park. And the idea of taking that same footprint, like Tapestry Park, could be done at the landing and have a clear view right down Laura Street, right down to the riverfront, and then have that Tapestry Park type atmosphere on either side, gaslighting and night restaurants and spots to go and have a drink or have a meal, and no one's even considering that.
No, there's all kinds of ways, and I've seen some designs that people have put forth over the years that would do just that. You know, you'd have a very large public space on the river, which becomes an amenity to the city and an amenity to the landing itself, that can do just that. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to do it. And that kind of a thing would be very valuable.
I have a big piece of property, as you know.
Right.
This is segueing into a different discussion. And if I put my garbage cans over on the far end of my garage, the foxes and the raccoons, and from time to time a possum, but they're generally too lazy to climb up to the top of the garbage can. They'll get the stuff the raccoons throw on the ground.
Yeah.
They all kind of go there. Mm-hmm. And then, amazingly enough, for being just members of the animal world without thumbs and without the ability to reason, if I move my garbage cans over to the far side of the property, over behind my workshop, wow, they go over there too. So if I could segue that to a different animal species that does have the ability to reason and has opposable thumbs, what is going to prevent us from having the homeless problem that we have in Hemming Plaza and a plethora of other places around town from migrating down to this beautiful green space that we're talking about building at the landing? What's going to prevent that?
Without adequate management? Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Exactly. So here we are going to tear down a building that is patrollable, policeable, and could be made to conform to the general standard of, hey, you can't sleep on that park bench. So there is some ability to regulate the type of person that comes and goes from that structure.
Mm-hmm.
If we tear that structure down and we put in this huge green grass field, which I'm imagining that they're thinking that millennials are going to come down there, spread out a blanket, bring a little picnic basket, and have a little lunch on the green while the boats roll by, which isn't going to happen. But that's what these city leaders, who are probably doing more five-hour energy drinks than half of the high school students in town, think is going to happen. And in actuality, it's going to be the lady with the two shopping carts and the 15 pairs of shoes and four blankets and pillows pushing them down the road, and they're going to just camp out there. And 2 years from now, after the landing's gone, after the building's gone, after the grass is going in, we're going to be talking about how the DIA is going to get a handle on the homeless people down at the beautiful landing green space. Why even set ourselves up for that kind of failure? Why not rehab the existing building or modify it?
Well, it doesn't make sense to tear it down unless you know what you're going to put back, and we don't.
And if you were elected to city council, would you, well, the vote is going to take place before the election.
Oh, I'm sure it will, yeah.
So we're looking at a march. It's going to be the idea of finalizing the plan gets entered to the city council this Tuesday night.
The vote won't happen before the election. It'll happen before the new council takes office in July.
Right. Okay. And the old council going out, of which we're going to change over more than half of them, mm-hmm. they won't care because not my circus, not my monkeys.
Right.
So, okay. Those few councilmen that are left behind will care, and they may or may not vote in opposition or in agreement. But the vast majority of the old council members that are being term limited out or are seeking to be retreaded as a new elected officer, they're not going to care.
Well, I don't think it's fair to say they won't care. Most of them do care. The degree of involvement in it is going to vary greatly depending on where they live and what they plan to do afterwards. But the interest is not going to be the same as if they were coming back. I will agree with that.
This is, by all means, a lame duck city council, really, going forward.
In a lot of ways.
For the rest of this term, yeah. You're listening to Bill Bishop on the air with us tonight. Angela Walker in the hot seat. She's saving up her energy, getting ready for the 8 o'clock hour when...
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, she's going to get schooled. Bill Bishop joining us for another 30 minutes when we get back here. He's got to leave right at 7 o'clock, and then Don Redman moves into the seat. We're going to hear a little bit about his campaign. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. If you'd like to reach me on Facebook, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly.
Radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. North Korean state media confirming leader Kim Jong-un is on a train to Vietnam for his second summit with President Trump. The nation's official Korean Central News Agency reported Kim was accompanied by Kim Young-chol, who's been a key negotiator in talks with the U.S. He's also accompanied by Kim Yo-young, the young leader's sister. The first summit last June in Singapore ended without substantive agreements in the North's nuclear disarmament. A Texas sheriff says a Boeing 767 with three people on board crashed and disintegrated when it went into the bay east of Houston. No survivors expected to be found. And a judge set a $1 million bond for singer R. Kelly, who was booked Friday on 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four females, including three who were underage at the time. Kelly's attorney calls the charges ludicrous. This is SRN News.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, February 28th through Monday, March 4th, it's the St. Mary's Spring Carnival in St. Mary's, Georgia. Check online for daily event hours. Friday, March 1st at 7:30 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Icemen versus the South Carolina Stingrays at Veterans Memorial Arena. And Friday, March 1st at 7:30 p.m., it's Alabama in concert at the St. Augustine Amphitheater.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
95 northbound, there's a vehicle broken down at the off-ramp for the 295 West Beltway. Also on 95 northbound, you're going to slow due to that crash at Airport Road. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers down to 68. Tomorrow morning, fog, then cloudy, breezy, mid-80s for the high. Cloudy Sunday night and down to 51. Right now it's 77. You're on Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Bill Bishop joining me in the house. Angela Walker in the hot seat for co-hosting, and the phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. I'm going to interrupt our discussion here with Bill Bishop for some breaking news. And this is always important to anyone that's in radio or TV. We have to listen and make sure that we do not get any complaints to the FCC. So at this time, I just want to tell you that there's some immediately breaking information on the internet. Adam Levine's nipples have sparked over 147,000 complaints to the FCC for his performance during the Super Bowl, where he was shirtless. And so we now have Adam Levine's nipples causing a controversy in our ever-growing, more crazy United States of America.
You know you were jealous. 147,000. You know you were jealous. That man is hot. That man is hot. I don't understand all those tattoos, but he is hot.
That, that means that there's at least 147,000 people that have no lives.
What's funny is I never heard of the guy before he showed up at the Super Bowl.
Oh, he was
You don't know
a,
who Maroon 5 is?
He was
no.
In, yeah.
No.
He was
from
in
the
90s.
I never heard of him.
Yeah.
Bill's a guy. We don't do all that goo goo ga ga. I mean, Bill has never seen. He's never seen Magic Mike either, and I know you have a copy of it.
I actually
have almost worn the DVD out.
Never saw it.
How do you wear out a DVD watching it so much?
I don't know, honey.
That's what I heard.
I never watched it.
Okay, it's just what
you
I
didn't
heard.
Hear anything
the word
like
on
that.
The street.
You're making it up.
Bill Bishop. See, it's going to get better.
See, this
it's
should get more great. Stuff is the man in the mink coat who's with Adam Levine at the
Super Bowl.
Oh,
he looked ridiculous.
That was
that
crazy.
Was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Back to campaign, which is absolutely
you're
not
the one who
ridiculous
took us
at all.
Topic.
No, it's not.
I
know,
it's
we're straight up on this campaign issue. I'm sure that you are happy to see it coming down to an end, but this has kind of been a slow burn campaign, really, for you, hasn't it?
Well, the whole election cycle this time around, other than Lenny's TV commercials,
right?
There's been very little all across the board. I mean, in normally you start to see stuff happen in January and it starts to build and build. I mean, even in December, November and December, things start to kick off after the fall state elections. Things right. start to pick up. Everything has been compressed this time around.
Well, I think
much
a lot
more
of
so than normal.
A lot of the consultants, I think, got on the train this time thinking the statewide elections, the midterm elections were so terribly drawn out. We had recounts here in the state over and over again. I think they rolled a dice and said, let's start later so that we're not burning people out early. And Jacksonville, for as I've been following politics and elections since I was 17 years old,
mm-hmm.
The notorious part about Jacksonville is that we're a two-week town.
Yeah.
The last right. 2 weeks. And that was, you know, early voting kicks off a couple of weeks before the actual election. But when it was just Tuesdays and you only had election day to deal with, 2 weeks before election day was make it or break it for you. By that time, you know, people were going to make up their mind within that 2 weeks. Not mm-hmm. 2 months ahead of time, not 2 days no. before, about 2 weeks.
But and, now... With early voting, though, we're still a two-week town. But by election day, half the people that are going to vote have already done it.
Let's go to the
That's
phones.
How much it goes.
Which is good.
I know I can answer this question. You as a candidate can answer the question. And you as a former city councilman yourself. Tammy's on the line. She wants to ask you, where's the money coming from to demolish the landing?
Tammy, that's a very good question. The city's plans to borrow it.
Well, that's what I understand. They're not only borrowing the money to demolish it, but to buy it, which is $15 million to buy, 1.8, I believe it was, to demolish it. And who knows what kind of overruns we're going to have to take a look at. And in addition, simultaneously, they're also looking at shaking up JEA, and I can see all kinds of problems that, looking down the road. And I'm very concerned about the liability we're getting into as a city.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as borrowing bonds.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the land, it's probably going to end up being a $20 million exercise. You've got not only $15 million to buy out the Slayman interest, $1.5 million to tear it down, $1.5 million to buy out long-term existing leases. And you're right, there's always something that comes up. It's construction.
That just gets us to a
piece of dirt.
Right.
Then whatever they do on top of it is going to be in there as well. So it's not cheap, but it's borrowed money.
But I want to add that as far as being an area, if they want to bring people to downtown area, they keep having these upscale visions of restaurants and I don't even know. The things I've heard just sound absolutely ridiculous for our city. I don't understand what the problem with the landing was other than someone in the city, and this goes back years, didn't really want this to succeed and they wanted to put something else in there. And I see no problem with the way the landing is set up other than it needs to be refurbished, revitalized. They need to put, as you talked about, Bill Hay, the parking issue was huge. But that was all political, and I don't know why the most people just don't know what's going on. And I know that most of the people who go there, they don't have a lot of money, but it's a very nice place to go to. They have wonderful bands. It's the only reason I go down there is to go to the Landing, and there's not much there anymore. I mean, there's really no reason to go. They keep closing down things, and they inspect. I've spoken to some of the shop owners there, and they have these surprise inspections. It's just incredibly.
Let me ask you something real quick, Tammy. You know, we have Florida Georgia game. They have 75,000 people at one point in time stroll through the Landing. This year they limited it, I think, to what, 40? I think it was about 40,000 people that they were limited to.
Yeah, I don't remember the number.
But there are events, the lighted boat parade, the Christmas tree lighting that occurs right after Thanksgiving. So, Tammy, let me ask you this. I'm not going to ask you who you support. I'm going to ask you some pretty generic questions. The first is, are you happy with the elected officials that you have on your behalf now?
No.
Okay.
I voted for them.
Do you feel as though it's time for a change, or do you feel it's time for a second chance?
A change.
Wow. Okay, Tammy. Well, thank you very much for your call tonight. I hope you'll continue to be a I'm Speaking Plainly listener. We're here every Saturday night from 6 to 9.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Good night, dear. All right, so the phone lines are backing up here. Let's see, three. Let's go to three, and I don't have anybody for two yet. Oh, wait a minute. Three, Mark, is this you?
This is him.
Okay, Mark, you're on with Bill Bishop.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, I don't know why, but it just seems to me I smell Shad Khan's grubby, greedy little fingers and all this behind the Landing. And I haven't heard his name mentioned. But
you've got a great nose, Mark.
And it certainly doesn't mean I haven't heard his name mentioned, but I certainly that doesn't mean anything. But I mean, has anybody heard anything about him being behind this or going to get a really great deal on some land up by the river in a month or two?
All right, I think well, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't heard that, and I really don't think that's the case. Shad Khan is not going to buy up every single vacant piece of property in the city of Jacksonville. He wants to make money. And you can't do that by just in a willy-nilly fashion. The problems with the Landing go way back, and it's very complicated. And the current scenario is the conflict between the current owners and the current administration. It's political and it's personal. It's just a nasty situation. But that's what's going on there. But I don't see Shad Khan's fingers behind that.
Now I differ with you. I think that Shad would be happy to buy up everything that's available from the Times Union Center all the way to Met Park
for the right price.
For the right price, which he could get as a steal, because it seems like the current administration is willing to sell our souls to either Shad Khan or Stash Investments. And when people who don't generally live and breathe politics or civic events don't get behind and read some of the paperwork, if Shad Khan packed up, if he put in a deal to take the shipyards project, which is basically from the Berkman to WJCT,
mm-hmm. Right,
he's doing that under a company called Stash Investments. If he did that, the way it was structured in the contract that I personally read, the proposal, 80% of the profits go to Stash Investments in ad infinitum.
But that's why that contract hasn't been executed.
Yeah, but it will be. In some form or another, if he's involved, he will and his people will arrange it so that even if he packs up the team and takes them to England, he'll still be making money off of Jackson.
Oh, if he gets control of the property and moves the team. Oh, yeah, because right. He would still control the
I believe herd. You were on city council the night that Paul Harden talked about the practice field and the arena, or the amphitheater.
Yeah.
And somebody talked about adding some things and taking some things out of the contract, and Paul Harden stepped up to the microphone and said, we don't agree to any of that, and I'm sure that my client, if they start making changes to the contract, will just pull out of the deal. And every city councilman there sat and shook and shivered and said, oh, okay, then we'll go with it as written. And they did. And they approved the amphitheater and the indoor practice field at the cost that was proposed. And I just find it hard to believe that there are so many people terrified of consultants. You're listening to I'm Speaking Planet. We'll be right back.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You may have heard about diamonds certified by EGL, GIA, AGS, IGI, and wondered what that meant. It's confusing because those letters represent various diamond grading laboratories. However, it's important to point out that labs don't certify anything. What they do is issue diamond grading reports. Any certifying going on is done by the retailer. That's why at Underwoods, we have and maintain an accredited gem laboratory of the American Gem Society, so we can check these reports to see if the diamond report matches the American Gem Society diamond grading standard that we've been using for over 50 years. As a certified gemologist, I've seen thousands of different laboratory reports from labs like IGI and EGL, and sometimes they'll miss the grade by as many as 5 grades. So we only use the accurate, credible labs of AGS, GIA, and Forevermark. But Underwoods is who's doing the certifying.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost, none of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon. Good evening. I'm sorry. There's a lot of comedy going on in here. Oh, my executive producer over here is really having a good day today. Let's go to the phones and bring up Marty. Marty, I got time for a real quick comment to Bill Bishop. He's going to ask you about the murder rate. Go ahead, Marty.
Who's your producer today?
Tom Murphy. Same guy I've had for 7 years.
Who's the woman's voice?
Oh, don't worry about it. She's unimportant.
Angela Walker, the most important person in the room. Sorry,
listen,
not Holly.
Listen, I heard some demented thing on Channel 12 about Jacksonville is going to reach out to Chicago for advice on how to correct the murder problem. And I wanted to ask the candidate, can you tell me any reason why Jacksonville doesn't reach out to former chief William Bratton, who straightened out New York? And I saw on YouTube he was even hired by Caracas, Venezuela, which I think has a little bit of a worser murder problem than Jacksonville. I think that with all of the stuff going on, the landing, the schmanding, there's 200 and something people a year that are being murdered or shot, whatever, in Jacksonville. Why doesn't the city try to contact somebody who's a proven winner like William Bratton and see if they can hire him, candidate?
All right. Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
That's a good question, and I think the answer is, first of all, you have to remember that we have an elected sheriff, not an appointed police commissioner, and the elected sheriff is the one who is the top of the pyramid in law enforcement. And so to bring in somebody else would be, in one sense, a tacit admission that there's somebody better at the job.
Given the last month here before the election, we've still got two people shot yesterday, four people shot in 30 hours the day before, total of six now. Does Sheriff Mike Williams, his opponent, Dr. Tony Cummings, does he have a shot at overturning our current sheriff?
I don't know. That's one of I don't have a good feel for that one.
All right. So we've had state representatives come in and talk about bringing in the National Guard and the Highway Patrol. The National Guard can't be used to police. They can patrol and have a presence there, but they can't be used to police. The governor could bring them in to control riots and things of that nature, but to do actual arresting and enforcing of current laws, they can't do that.
Yeah, that's not their job.
Right. So unless the governor was to declare a state of emergency in Jacksonville and call out the National Guard, just asking them to come in and patrol is a useless expense. So I don't see that happening.
No, that's not going to happen. I think the call for that is more political gamesmanship than anything else.
There seems to be a lot of that going on nowadays.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Let's go. I'm missing a letter. I think this is Nancy. Let's bring up Nancy.
Hi. I have a couple of questions for you. One is, I just saw on Channel 12 News tonight that they're thinking of building an aquarium downtown at the Landing, which I think is a good idea if they provide enough parking. And also, you sound like you really know a lot about who's behind the scenes. Can you tell us who's really pulling the strings in Jacksonville?
If I knew that, I would be rich.
Oh, come on.
Well, Nancy, he can't tell you, but I can tell you, and he can sit over there and shake his head.
Okay.
Paul Hardin, Peter Rummel, Preston Haskell.
Preston Haskell, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gary Chartrand. Millions of dollars at stake here for building, millions of dollars at stake for public-private partnerships. Yeah, Shad Khan is through his organization, is pulling major – he's pulling ropes.
Yeah, I figured that much. I mean, I don't like it myself, but, you know, it doesn't seem to be much I can do about it.
No, you can. You can go to the voting box.
I do vote.
And as odd as it may seem, vote for the people – if you see the way Jacksonville is today, vote for the people that aren't there. Seriously. No, I'm serious. If you go down and you see this happen, this worked well. This worked really, really well in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Under Nagy, they had all sorts of corruption going on, all sorts of influence peddling.
And are we having a lot of corruption here? Because I know back even when Hans Tansler and Jake Godbole were there was a lot of corruption.
Are you serious? It never goes away. It never goes away. This is look, my father worked in the city for 58 years, almost 59 years. And I saw, before Florida and the Sunshine Law came out, there were people that flooded in and out of various different city departments getting special treatment. Corruption has been running rampant in Georgia and Florida for decades.
You know, it didn't used to be like that. I was born and raised here, and it just, I mean, I'm sure it was underhanded, but it just wasn't so blatant as it is now.
Well, you know, one of the most thought of kindly people that we had in our local area.
Who?
Hayden Burns was one of the most, was one of the most dirty in politics, but he got stuff done. And that was the thing. People didn't care who did it. They just wanted it done. And now what happens is that people want to do things, and they want to get paid to do things, but then when it comes time to actually performing, they don't, unless there's some way that they can pad their pockets. So let me tell you, New Orleans did a complete turnaround. They truly did, and I hate to use New Orleans as an example, but they had a movement that everyone that was an incumbent, they voted them out.
And they voted out the incumbent.
They brought in fresh blood, and it completely changed the city. Completely.
Well, is Louisiana still good?
New Orleans is exponentially better than it was 10 years ago.
Let's
see, this is 2019, 15 years ago. 15 years ago, I used to make regular trips there. It was nasty. It was dirty. There were people living on the streets. The French Quarter was terrible. Prostitution was running wild. Hurricane Katrina hit. They voted out the incumbents because they weren't doing anything except padding their own pockets and taking care of their friends. And from 2008 to now, they have completely turned around New Orleans. Bourbon Street is actually now family friendly.
You're serious?
I'm serious.
Really?
I'm serious. You can check it out for yourself. I mean, it's a 4-hour. Well, it's a 4-hour flight. It's a 10-hour drive.
Yeah. I know. My husband goes that way all the time, but well, not all the time anymore. But let me ask you one more thing. Now, what do you think about an aquarium downtown? I would actually go to see an aquarium. I like things like that.
Yeah, but you'd go one time, Nancy. Maybe two times.
Why?
Maybe take the grandkids 3 or 4 times, and then that's it. Let me. We talked about this on my weekday show.
So you're saying an aquarium is a
bad waste
idea
of money? For Jacksonville.
Really?
Bad idea for Jacksonville. Look, the Tampa has an aquarium.
Uh-huh.
Miami has the Seaquarium. Been there since the 1950s. Finally,
Wisconsin has a nice one.
Finally, yeah. You know what Wisconsin doesn't have? An ocean 14 miles away.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So Atlanta, Georgia, has one of the, right down the street from the Mercedes-Benz. Arena there where they had the Super Bowl. Atlanta, Georgia has an aquarium that is absolutely phenomenal. Biggest tank enclosure, even bigger than SeaWorld. They have their own gray whale.
Uh-huh.
It is absolutely amazing.
I bet.
And it is a revenue generator. If you did the same thing, people talked about putting down a huge Ferris wheel down in as part of the shipyards project in downtown Jacksonville. You know who's going to kill that? The people that live in the Berkman Plaza, because the guy that wants to sit there and watch TV in his shorts is not going to want to have a glass bubble coming by his window every 14 seconds.
No, that's not going to happen.
It's just not going to happen. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it, Nancy. I hope you're continue to be a listener with us in the future. I can see we're coming up on the last couple of minutes, so tell everybody how we can get in touch with you.
You can get a hold of me at billbishopforcitycouncil.com. My website is there. My email is there. My phone number is there. I'd love to talk to whoever would like to. I'm really excited about this. I'm looking forward to getting back on council. We got a lot of work to do, and I'm ready to do it.
All right. Well, until the music plays, I'm going to sit here and beat you up a little bit.
All right.
Personal friend off the air, known you for a long time. I can say, I'm not endorsing you, not allowed to do that, but I can say that in all the time I've known you, nobody's put you on the news, and you don't have any skeletons in your closet. So that's a good thing. And you've got a lovely wife who keeps you in check.
Absolutely.
I'm surprised Melody's not here tonight, you know, like taking notes and, you know, sit up straight, Bill. And
well, I get that at home, so I'm working on it.
And you're a patron of the arts tonight. You're going,
that's right.
You're leaving here, and you're going down to Douglas Anderson, school I went to. Totally different school back then. It was during forced busing. And it was seventh grade center.
This is extravaganza. It is the most fantastic event you'll ever see. You would not believe these kids are high school students.
All right. Well, we'll probably have you. We've got about a month to go. We'll probably have you stop back by the studio again a little bit closer to election time.
The
19th of March is the day. Yeah,
yep.
It's right
early
around
voting
the
starts March 4th.
Bill Bishop in the studio. Thanks for coming in tonight, buddy. Appreciate it. Check him out on the web, BillBishopForCouncil.com.
BillBishopForCityCouncil.com.
BillBishopForCityCouncil.com. Go take a read. I don't think you'll see any mailer showing up in your mailbox that you have to throw away. I think he's a little smarter than that, but I'm not sure. Anyway, BillBishopForCityCouncil.com. When we get back, Don Redman joining me in the studio. This guy was the very first celebrity kind of local guy that called me, and I'm looking forward to hearing from him. We'll be right back.